Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to The Art of Decluttering. I'm one of your hosts, Kirsty Farugia.
And I'm Amy Ravel, and we are very, very excited today to have one of our long-term friends, Owen, with us. Owen, do you remember what year it would have been that we all met? And welcome, Owen.
Hello, how are you? It would have been about 22 years ago, I calculated, which would have been about 98.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Wow.
Yeah, that's a long time. And yeah, yes. So, Owen, you have been a very avid listener of our podcast for the last 4 years. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And you are also really active in our Facebook group as well. So we want to thank you for that as well. But tell us a little bit about yourself and tell us why you've been following us, and other than the fact that you know both of us and you've known both of us for way too long.
I've just recently had a change of lifestyle, and Kirsty said, you got to share this with people. People might want to hear your story. So a little bit about me. I grew up in New South Wales. I lived in Melbourne for 10 years during my 20s. That's where I met Amy and Kirsty, and I moved back to Sydney 17 years ago for work and to be closer to family and the warmer weather. And I guess the start of my journey was, I grew up in a family. There was eight of us, six children, and mum and dad in a three-bedroom house. So there was a lot of stuff everywhere, and I had no idea how to cope with that. I just followed the example by putting things in boxes and getting to it later. And it wasn't until I became an adult that I really worked out what you're supposed to do with all this stuff. So it's I've gone from one extreme, I guess, to another.
And what do you do for work, Owen?
Yeah, my job during the day, I'm an osteopath. And if anyone's not familiar with an osteopath, it's similar to a chiropractor or a physiotherapist. I do a lot of sports injuries and rehab, do a lot of spinal problems, and I treat a lot of pediatrics children as well. A little bit about me. I'm a single guy, I've never married, still looking for the right lady. I love traveling. I'll talk more about that a bit later. I'm also a musician part-time on the weekends. I play bass guitar in a few different bands. And I've done that as a part-time professional since I was 15 years old. And I thought I wanted to do that as a career, but I did the sensible thing of going and getting a day job, you know, becoming a professional, something to fall back on. And I guess through COVID, with no gigs, I would have had no income. So it's a good thing that I had something more stable as an income to lean on.
You are a wonderful, wonderful osteo.
Oh, thank you. I'm a sporty person, have been since a kid. I was athletic champion, all that stuff. Love skateboarding and rollerblading and water skiing. And when as an adult, I discovered snowboarding, and that's a huge passion of mine now. I do that at a very high level. But I didn't know how to swim till I was 20. And I was about 20, 21, and I thought, I've got to learn how to swim. So I basically taught myself how to swim. And, it took a long time, but I got there and I developed a passion for the water, because that led to triathlon training, And then after that, I went into doing scuba diving, and I love body surfing. And when I go on holidays, I love to go kayaking or using a stand-up paddleboard. So
what I'm hearing, Owen, is you're kind of a real homebody. You never really get out. You're not really active or take on challenges.
And you have no real interests, and you clearly don't have any paraphernalia that go with any of your any interests because you don't have any. So this is going to be a really fun conversation.
I've got tons of stuff, and that's the hard thing. You buy something.
Imagine.
Then you upgrade it, you find something better, and you go, what do I do with the old one? There's issues there with hanging on to old stuff that you've got good memories with as well. So,
oh my gosh, we're gonna have the best conversation, because those hobbies, you've just named more hobbies than Kirsten and I have ever even tried in our lives.
excuse me, I can speak for yourself.
I'm speaking on behalf of you, sister.
Just going back to my childhood, I didn't know this until I was an adult, but my mum actually suffered from anxiety and agoraphobia and started hoarding. So my mum's a hoarder now, and there's a lot of things that are associated with that. And I think part of me says, I don't want to be like that. I want to, you know, learn these skills, learn how to be in control of the stuff that I have and not let it control me. So that's something I jumped at with both feet. And I've lived in different rental houses over the years, and sort of had to move house so often that you got used to giving stuff away, not having expensive things. So I don't have a huge attachment to things other than my sporting gear and my music gear.
Can I jump in, Owen, and ask, you mentioned that your mum now has hoarding disorder. How is that in terms of communicating your journey to decluttering and minimalism? What's that look like in relationship to your family?
Mum lives alone now. Dad passed away a few years ago. When we go to visit, we can't stay there, but we can have meals. And, it's not rubbish. It's just she'll buy books and she'll buy more books and she'll buy this and she'll buy some clothes that are at a sale somewhere and she'll buy something. So she's buying quality things, but she's just never letting things go. So after 50 years in the same house, it all builds up.
Understandably.
How does it affect the family? You can't have all of us there at the same time. If we do, we'd go outside and have lunch, and that's fine. So,
So moving lots during your uni years and moving back to Sydney and around, how did all those moves affect your desire to want to hold on to everything? or did it have the opposite effect and you wanted to let go of everything every time you moved?
Oh, so when I bought things that I knew may not suit a next house, I wouldn't buy an expensive bed or I wouldn't buy an expensive table or chairs. The things that I knew I'd carry with me for life were musical equipment. So I've bought professional grade stuff there and have held on to most of that stuff. And, I really enjoy having that. So I guess 80% of what I buy I can get rid of, have no attachment to, but the other 20% you go, this is an investment. This is quality. I'm going to keep this and I can enjoy this forever, hopefully, until you get too many of them and then you've got to sell something.
How many bass guitars do you have, Owen?
I'm down to 9 now. I used to have, I think it was 13 or 14. I'm not quite sure how many I had. And there's a few I could probably sell. But each of those is a special tool for a different task. There's not a lot of overlap. So
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
That's what Simon says about his bikes, Owen.
Yeah, I can understand. I can totally understand that. Yeah.
And so tell us more about your continuing journey with minimalism and decluttering.
Oh, okay. I guess it all started back in 1999. I went to a bookshop and I found a book, Simplicity, Finding Peace by Decluttering Your Life by Kim Thomas. And for about 15 years, that was the one book I had. That was my guidebook. I kept going back to that. It talked about decluttering the physical world. It talked about decluttering your emotional life. And it talked about decluttering your spiritual life. So you think you've learned something and then, okay, there's a new lesson deeper again on the same thing. So it's an interesting, you move house, you go back to the book, you get the inspiration. There's no podcast back then. I didn't know of any other books at all that did this. It was just a one-off book that really made a lot of sense to me. And my mum gave me another book. So mum's actually an artist. She's very creative and has got a really good eye for photography and art. And she had bought a book called Colour for Men by Carol Jackson. And that's about clothing and learning what your style is and what season colours you are and what colours to buy and which colours match. And it just explained it in a very logical fashion. After I got that book, I went through and got rid of 75% of my clothes because I realised none of them really matched. And I just wore the stuff that was the right colour for me. So I can't wear beige and I can't wear cream, but I can wear white and off-white. So things like that, you know which colours. So I'm a summer or a cool summer, some people say. And just in that area there, I said, right, I'm decluttering. I'll go through my books as well. Gave away 90% of my books. I never knew of the term capsule wardrobe, but I was doing that. Once I got rid of the stuff that didn't match and didn't make it, you know, the wardrobe, I just had those things. And there's a thing called Project 333. I think a couple of people have heard about 33 items of clothing that you wear for 3 months. I basically did that for a couple of years. And that actually made sense because, like, oh, okay, everything matches. I don't need 50 different shirts when this shirt goes with all of my pants. So it was just made sense to me to do that. Fast forward to about 2004, I started working, started earning an income. I just bought clothes that appealed to me and none of it really matched. It just looked like I was buying op shop clothes but new. And so I went, okay, I need some sort of how does this all fit together. And there was a book by Carson Kresley from the Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. It's called Off the Cuff. And he basically explains clothes so an engineer understands them. It was very logical. And I just went, yeah, I need more blue jeans and beige trousers or whatever, and less of these. And okay, yep, that makes sense. These jackets go with everything. And just saw the gaps in my wardrobe and purchased the staple items that you wear a lot of and less of the things that appealed to my eye. I ended up buying a lot less clothes after that because I just realized the importance of, you know, a grey T-shirt or a white T-shirt works everywhere, you know.
I love the birds in your background. So this is, you can hear the beautiful birds of Balmoral.
tiny houses became a bit of a trend and I got very interested in those as well. How they focused on the lifestyle and being in, you know, a special location and nice surroundings. And I thought I couldn't live in a small space, but I liked the idea of that, the freedom from the stuff and from the clutter and the excess and just having a lifestyle. And that always intrigued me, but I never quite gelled with the tiny houses, but something sparked there. Fast forward to about 2017, was it, when Art of Decluttering started? Is that right?
Yeah, good memory.
Yeah. Kirsty says, hey, we're about to start this new podcast. Go and have a listen. And I was hooked from the first episode. And when it's people write a review and says, it sounds like somebody, you're sitting down having a cup of tea with old friends. Well, it does feel like I'm sitting down with old friends. How they talk in the podcast is how they talk in real life. It's very genuine, very real people. And I just, yeah, I love the content, but I love the people as well. So it's a double win for me. Thank you. Yeah. That sparked a few ideas of going searching. So I discovered Marie Kondo's book. There's two of those. Interestingly, I'd learned so much over the previous, I guess, 19 years. I didn't learn a lot from Marie Kondo because I was already doing everything she taught. But the one thing that I did learn was I used to stack T-shirts and now I fold them vertically and they fit in better. I'd never done that before. Yeah.
It's great how you can glean like little bits from every person, Owen, as you go down your journey. It's like, well, at the start you were picking up everything from that first book, and now you're like picking and choosing the bits to add depth to your journey.
Totally. Yeah, I totally get that. That's exactly right. And sometimes you just need to be reminded like this. I listen to every episode of The Art of Decluttering, and you kind of go, yeah, I know this, but you go, oh, I've never thought about it that way. Oh, that makes sense. Oh, okay, yeah. I had opaque plastic containers you couldn't see through, and Amy keeps saying, go and get clear plastic containers, you can see what's in them. And I started doing that, and I went, oh, now I know where that thing is in the cupboard because I can see it without pulling it down. It just little things like that, that really made a difference. So it might be small, but it actually makes life significantly easier, even though it just seems, yeah, you wouldn't think it would, but it really does.
Do you know the one thing I absolutely love about you, Owen, is your absolute thirst for knowledge, but not for knowledge's sake, for your development. Like, you are such a huge sponge of information.
Oh, thank you.
You recite it back to all of us who are your friends regularly, and we love that too. But I just love how, not only how thirsty you are, but just how much that thirst, when it's quenched, actually transforms you. Like, you don't just take it on for knowledge's sake. You let it seep in and change you. And I love watching you learn, and I love watching you adult and middle adult. Isn't it funny that we're now middle age? And but I love that you're always
not yet. We're still in between.
Yes, whatever. We're in this in between season. But I love that you're so curious still, and so hungry for knowledge. And thank you.
Oh, great! Thank
inspiring
you,
inspiring me.
Yeah, excellent.
Keep telling us your journey.
There was one other thing. That was the Joshua Brecker. Watched a lot of his YouTube clips and going, I know that. It's just a fresh way of hearing it. And the minimalists, Joshua and Ryan, whatever their last names are, it was just a fresh way of hearing the old story. It's I didn't so much learn new things, but it's just, oh, okay, yeah, that's another level. I can do more of that. That's good.
Oh, and it sounds like you've really nailed the minimalism and organizing. What does intentional living look like to you? Like, how has that impacted on your lifestyle choices and the way that you live?
I am quite a frugal person. I don't spend money willy-nilly. But if I find something I like and it's good quality and I know it'll last, I'm happy to pay the price. So instead of 10 $10 T-shirts, I'll buy one $40 or $50 T-shirt and have that for 15 years. So it's something that I know will age and keep rather than last a season and get thrown out. Being intentional, I guess, is just buying only the things you really need and you'll use a lot. And you love using them or love looking at them. I guess it's fairly simple explanation, but that's it in a nutshell. Do I need it? Will I use it? Do I love it?
Perfect.
The other thing about being intentional, my brother asked me this question years ago that he learned in the self-development course. And it was a really confronting question, but a really simple question. And it just was, what do you want? What do you want? You just ask yourself that question. And it's such a simple question. It's deceptively, it cuts right to the core. So you just need to know who you are and what you want. But you also go, well, that's what I want, but I have to decide to do it and I have to actually do it. That's the second half of it. Being intentional is actually following through with the intentions and doing those things.
So we've been in.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight.
Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Lockdown. Luckily in Sydney, we've only had, this is only our second round of lockdowns, unlike Melbourne, who have had five. Mm. And we had 6 weeks last year or so, and now we're into our fifth week and heading into another 4 weeks. What have you learnt about yourself during lockdown?
There's two reactions you can have is you resist it and you don't like it and you fall into bad habits. Or you can look at it as a great opportunity to stop and slow down and get to know yourself again at a deeper level. And I did a lot of the first for a few months and or just kept myself busy. And this second time around, it's like, I'm not coping with it this time. I just kept myself busy last time, but it's just heightened my awareness that I wasn't doing the things that was important to me. There's this Joni Mitchell song, Big Yellow Taxi. You don't know what you've got till it's gone. And it just, what hit me the second time was you go, what is it that I actually do want? What am I not getting? And not being able to travel to do the things that I want to do. The biggest thing I love doing is going to the beach, being on the water or in the water or just looking at the water. I love swimming, but all the local swimming pools are closed. And I've lived too far away from the beach before to actually go and swim. So it's like, oh, that's been taken away from me. I can't travel this. The area that I'm in, there's a lot of the area that I lived in before, there's a lot of traffic noise and a lot of business, a lot of repeat cars on the road and a lot of through traffic being a major hub just near the freeway. It's the polar opposite of what I wanted. I love being around trees. There was no national parks where I was. I love walking through trees, just hearing the birds. I do that every day. That means a lot. Just have peace and quiet. I could hear sirens. There's a set of lights near my house. And you could hear at night time, even through the middle of the night. A police car doesn't want to stop, so they just put their sirens on, go through the thing, and 10 seconds later they turn it off. But it's enough to wake you up in the middle of the night. So I got sick of that. And lawn mowers and leaf blowers and whippersnippers, you know, early in the morning you go, nah, not interested in that. Lockdown last year, I didn't go to the snow for snowboarding, and I thought, no worries, that's all right, it'll be fine, I'll just go next year. And then this year, lockdowns are even more intense and they've just announced it's another 4 weeks. Mm. So August is the best snow and we're not going to be allowed to leave Sydney to go down the snow for the best snow of the year. So it's pretty much shot unless we get a late dump of snow, which only happens about one every 4 years. So fingers crossed and praying that something like that comes through. But I did rediscover my love for skateboarding. I borrowed my brother's skateboard and been riding that around, and it's not quite the same, but it scratches the itch.
Yeah, and what you're describing, Owen, is like you determining what you want your life to be like and then going after that and not just sitting around going, I wish that I could swim more. I wish I had less noise traffic. I wish I had this. Actually, no, this is what it's going to take and I'm going to do it.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
So where have you moved to? Tell us that. Tell us where you've moved to and what that change has been.
I live in North Sydney now, across the road from a beach called Balmoral Beach, and I can see the beach out my window and I can hear the waves slapping at the ocean at night. That's very refreshing, very relaxing. Yeah, I sleep really well here. I don't hear the noise of traffic. Everything's quiet by about 8 o'clock at night. And, yeah, I can get up and go watch the sunrise and have a swim in the freezing cold water. But, yeah, feel alive. It's good. It's really good. Yeah.
So you moved from a house and you downsized to an apartment. So surely you can't keep your 9 bases in your one bedroom or the one bedroom that you have in your apartment. Tell us about what that move has meant for you and your all of your paraphernalia to do with your sports and hobbies.
That was a sudden decision and I'm still working out exactly what I need to do with that. I've been wanting a sea change for years, but just sort of was in sort of standby mode. And then all of a sudden I was ready, right timing, it all happened. So last week was when I moved. I took a lot of my stuff that wasn't going to fit in the apartment to a couple of friends' houses and planned to sell the stuff from there. I had a really nice rowing machine and I used that regularly and that was great for fitness. And my cousin said to me, he said, so why do you need to keep that when you can just actually go out on the water and row or paddle? And I just went, you're right. So I told my friend I was selling it and he jumped at the opportunity. Oh, I'll buy it off you. Great. So it's sitting in his shed, his garage now, and he can use that. There's a couple of bases that I realize I don't play often enough to keep. So I'm happy to let some of those go. But the ones that I've had very strong connections with, I'll keep those. So keep half, sell half. That's, I guess, what the plan is there.
Have you kept things that... Describe for us what the apartment is that you've moved into. Is it one bedroom, two bedroom? Are you on your own? Are you with someone? And how are you storing the things that you have kept? Have you got a storage cage or a storage unit? Tell us all those things.
It's a two-bedroom apartment. I share with the guy that I met through an ad online and just instantly had a music connection and, you know, a water connection and just went, okay, I'll get along with this guy really well. You just have that sense. And I just intuitively went, yeah, that's the right one. And I just knew I was going to get it. So it's just, it's a third floor apartment without an elevator. So it keeps me fit, carrying things up and down. So anything big and heavy. I've got 2 items in the storage locker downstairs, a speaker cabinet for my bass guitar for gigs and a bicycle. And anything else that I need can actually fit in my wardrobe. I've decluttered my stuff so much. I've got a wardrobe that's a double-decker hanging space and I've got so few things to hang, I'm only using half of the wardrobe. So the bottom half is actually I can store my music gear away and out of sight. So it's like, oh, I can bring more stuff, but I won't, but I can.
Good. And you can store the things you love there.
I can fit everything in here and I haven't really even got to the linen closet yet. So, I've got room to spare.
That's pretty amazing. I don't think many people that move into effectively a one bedroom because you're sharing and say, I have room to spare and I love water sport and other sport and music. Like, that's phenomenal, Owen.
Oh, well, thank you. I thought it was hard getting right down to the bare nails and going, you know, I've got rid of this, I got rid of this, and now I've got the last of it and going, oh, it's, but you I don't mind giving up the things because the things were just filling a gap that I didn't have in my lifestyle. So I couldn't go out to places, so you buy things to have at home. But when you realise the house is just somewhere where I sleep and it stores my essentials and I spend half the time outside and enjoying being out in nature or at work, I don't need to have a house full of things because it's just there. It's doing the purpose of That's what I call a traveler's mindset. Just carry what you need and don't just carry what you need for the journey. You don't need to have everything and hold on to everything.
Awesome. Just in case.
Yeah.
Sounds like you've had a bit of a mind shift over the last couple of weeks in particular, because I remember your post on Facebook asking everybody, how can I store all of these things that are really important to me? And already you've let go of some of those really important things to you.
Yeah. When the realization hit, I sent a message to Kirsty and just let her know. I just wrote, looking back, I realized that I had turned to stuff to fill a gap in my life because I wasn't living the life I wanted. I've been wanting a sea change for years. Now that I am living the life I want, it's so much easier to see what I need and what I can let go. Wow. And it just came out. I just went,
wow. Owen, can we have your permission to type that up and share it on our Facebook community? Because I think that the way that you've worded that is quite profound and will make people go, I wish I could say that, and what can I do so that I can say that?
Absolutely. Happy for you to do that. Yeah. If I can help someone, I'd be glad to.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, it's been so heartwarming for me to watch you over the last couple of weeks in particular, like the joy that you've been sending me in text messages and sending me photos from out your window and from around the place. It's been lovely to see your journey to be witness to that, and it makes me really, really happy as your friend that you get to be to achieve what you want, like to have sat there in lockdown and gone, actually, I'm really not living the life that I would love to be able to live, and then being really intentional about that. It's been a joy to watch. So thank you for letting me watch it.
No, thank you. Thanks for being the inspiration and just encouraging words. It's just like, yeah, that's great. That just gives me a little lift, you know. It's excellent. Thank you.
It's so important to find the people that share your values. I would love to know, in that, how did you, were there particular criteria or filters that you wanted to put on who you would be happy to live with when it comes to minimalism? How did you know you weren't going to move in with someone that left stuff everywhere and made all the communal spaces stressful for you rather than it the perfect idyllic lifestyle?
My housemate is a corporate accounts manager. He's very good at organizing, very good at communicating, and if something needs to do, you just say something, okay, done, and it's not, there's no pestering, there's no there's just clear channels of communication. At the beginning he said things like, oh, what about making mess and putting things away? I said, I don't feel like I can sit down and relax until I've done the dishes, you know, or just made my bed. You know, I just get that done, walk out of the room, the room's tidy. That's a habit that I've gotten into. And I mentioned that and he said, oh, great, yeah, exactly, yeah. So I knew immediately. Yeah.
It was even in the ad, wasn't it? Like he said in the ad that you had to be clear communicator. Like there was, I remember seeing stuff in the ad that you sent me.
Yes, yeah, I sent you the ad. Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, that's a good one for O.
Yes, yeah, no, it's great. I'd forgotten that, but, yeah, that's exactly right. It's just like if just a little bit of communication, everything's organised. It's sort of, it's dead easy, yeah.
Owen, I'd love to ask you a question about living as a single person but living a full life. How do you think what's the additional challenges when you're a single person? I know I've got friends and family that are single that say, I can't blame that mess on anybody else. Like it's all my problem because I'm the one that created it, but I'm also the one that needs to clean it up. How have you found that as an adult?
Just own it. If it's you, it's just own it. Don't blame other people. Don't make excuses. It's just like a mirror that's polished and it shines everything back clearly. You just go, yeah, that's me. But also you've got to believe in yourself that you can give something a go. And if you don't get it right, give it another go. No one's marking you. No one's watching you. Just give it another go. Give it another go. Read another book. Find something. Go, that's what I needed. Yeah. So some things I tried again and again and again and hadn't worked that some things out for years. other things. It's not like the first thing I heard of something I implemented immediately. Mm. It took time, had to keep going back to that, keep going back to that. Why is that always happening? And go, because I get distracted. I start something and I move on to something else. So I just implemented good habits in the day-to-day things, and things just started falling into place over time.
Thank you. I'm real that's helpful. I think that's really helpful for people.
I think it's testament to you as well, as I said before, that you are such a reflective person. You do want to do the work on yourself. You're always looking to grow and change. You know that tomorrow's Owen is going to be a different version of today's Owen. And you are such a reflective person, and you are always wanting to become a better version of yourself. And so I do think that it can be really challenging, whether you're single or you're married or divorced or, you know, a young person or an old person. It can be really challenging to be reflective, because that mirror is really ugly sometimes, and it's beautiful most of the time.
Yeah.
But it can be challenging to look into that mirror. And so I do, I want to thank you for being a person in my life who always encourages me to be reflective. And thank you for demonstrating that so well to me over our 22 years of friendship. Mm-hmm. And thank you too for encouraging our listeners to be that person, to be reflective, to go, okay, what can I do to change, and what can I do to be a different person tomorrow than I am today.
Owen, it has been such a delight. Is there anything else you want to share with our listeners that we haven't quite touched on yet?
Just some of the encouraging quotes that I've read over the years. Be patient with yourself. Even a small change is a change. You might not be able to have big changes, too much going on in life, but there's little things you can do. And if there's a season of taking small steps or just maintaining what you've got, that's fine, because there'll come another season where doors open up and you just, like, I felt like I was in a waiting pattern, waiting. And now everything happens all at once. just be ready. Make your heart ready for something to come. Don't give up hope. Don't stop believing in yourself. And, just keep exploring. It's life's an adventure. Life's fun. Life's glorious. And it's not something to sit back and, you know, squander.
That smile on your face says everything. It really does. It just shows the joy that you have. Thank you so much, Owen. I've got a beautiful review here that has been left by Erin MG on Apple Podcasts from the USA, and it's titled Affirming, and it's a 5-star review. And they write, too often the work done at home, often by women, is not given proper value. In generations past, women had fewer professional options, but at least we were culturally taught that the work done at home is real work. I think this sentiment has faded into the background, though the work is still there. I'm very organized, but my family of 5 still keeps me busy, and it can be hard to tackle the challenges of house and home. The art of decluttering keeps me motivated and affirms that what I do for my family and for my home matters. And I love this. Also, thanks for the Michigan shout out. We in Michigan usually say we're Michiganders, and with the competitive rivalry between University of Michigan and Michigan State, many also identify as being either Wolverines or Spartans. Still love the show. Erin, who is a Wolverine apparently. So I love that, because I have no idea. I actually don't even know what sport you're talking about, Erin. Owen, really? Kirstie, do we know what Wolverines and Spartans are? Is it basketball?
I'm presuming it's college football.
Oh, college football. There you go. That's not what I would have guessed, clearly, because I thought it was basketball. But today we want you to leave us a review if you identify with where you live based on a sports team. So maybe you might say, yes, I'm a Wolverine or a Spartan or a Red Sox or a Chicago Bullion, whatever
or
they are.
Or a GWS.
Yeah.
Or a Bombers or a Sydney Swans.
Yeah.
Or
So if your sports team is part of your identity, it's your turn to leave a review for us. It does help us to find new listeners, and it also helps because it encourages us as hosts. It's so lovely to hear back. And as we heard from Owen today, it's lovely to hear in long form and short form your experience with us as well.
So thank you, Owen, for being our friend for more than 22 years.
Thank
you for always encouraging Amy and I in our endeavours, and particularly this endeavour of the podcast and our business, The Art of Decluttering. It's been fun having you here today.
Thank you so much. You guys are awesome. Keep being you.
Thanks, Owen. And if you want to encourage Owen, just come over into our Facebook community and say hello, because Owen's often in there. So you can go, hey, we know who you are, Owen, and thanks, and let us hear the birds and tell us about your swim in 14 degree cold water today. We will see you all next week.
See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom. We acknowledge the traditional owners of country throughout Australia and recognise their continuing connection to land, waters and culture.
We pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.